Ball studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, well, well. Packers versus Bears in the NFL playoffs.
Man, we got a squad.
The last thing they want to see is us coming down to Soldiers Field.
I've been arguing with Mark Pauscher, who keeps telling me, we've got a better roster than you.
No, you don't.
For the first time in a long time. This is going to be a real rivalry.
I feel extremely good about the performance they're going to put on the field on Saturday.
Don't tell me the Packers are good.
I don't know if anybody's good. That's the thing. Door's wide open because nobody's actually good.
Bears ball, they recovered an onside kick. The fourth quarter magic is somehow continuing here in Chicago.
To be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Don't you ever speak about Matt LaFleur like that.
My viewpoint of the Bears is you better beat the Packers because of the caller.
You know what the rivalry is all about. You know, you got the two top teams in the North going against each other. It's a great rivalry.
I don't think there's a switch to be flipped. I think it just works.
Now is our time to reset and reestablish our identity as a defense.
They need to handle their business.
And it's blocked! Oh my goodness, the Packers block it, and they're going to win!
Going deep, searching for DJ Moore over the shoulder. Catch made, touchdown Bears!
Brilliant. Looking, throwing.
Just moving the ball up and down the field against that Bears defense.
No, I mean, what defense?
I don't care you played better for most of the game. You know what you did? You lost.
You don't want to give Chicago extra possessions in the playoffs on the road.
You can't let the little brother beat you.
I think they would rather play almost anybody else but us.
The past 2 years, we've kind of been stacking this thing and kept getting better and better. This will be a great game.
We are not going to be done.
So I will see you guys next week.
It's the 4-1. 4 hour at 4 on KBN. It's Belt to Ass Week, baby. Y'all know what time it is. It's almost time for Belt to Ass for them Packers, baby.
Strope's got it out. Kyle's got it
Jordan
out.
Jordan Love, Christian Watson, Josh Jacobs back healthy, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed.
Do it, Strope.
It's time to put Belt to Ass, baby. Belt to.
Hold on.
Come on, Matt LaFleur. Don't let up. Apply pressure and keep going. Embarrass these boys tomorrow night. That's what I want. I want to embarrass them. If we up 21 in the fourth quarter, let's go.
Kyle Bruston Nordman in the 414 hour four, leading you into the homer hour at 5 o'clock. Joining us here, as he does every Friday, the Vibes Master, the great biggest Packer fan in the world. It's Tory Lowe on a Friday. What's up, Tory? There he is, Tory Lowe. How you feeling?
I'm feeling puff.
Of course you are.
It's playoff time.
It is. It really is. We're getting close. Saturday, 7 p.m., folks. About 27 hours away from the wild card matchup. You can taste it now.
Here we go.
One sleep away.
And I just had a Chicago Bears fan call me on my show before I came in here.
What'd he say?
And I told him, look, I'm going to tell you right now, you might as well not even turn the TV on because the Packers is going to slaughter
the
Bears.
Slaughterhouse gang.
Yeah,
I like
slaughterhouse.
That, Tory.
It's when the Packers play better when their back is up against the wall.
Big games.
Big games.
I agree with that.
They show up to big games.
Let's go to Corey. Welcome him into the party on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Corey, I told you we'd take you in the 414 hour at 4. You better bring that energy that we're bringing right now.
Hey, what's good, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Corey?
Hey, good, Corey.
What's happening in?
Hey, man, I'm going to say this. We win the coin flip and take the ball.
we're going to beat the Bears 34-20.
Woo!
Okay.
If we defer the ball, if we defer to the Bears, we're going to beat them 30-16.
Oh, wow. So you said we're going
to... Big difference.
It's the belt to ass segment, so I mean, hey, get to it.
I'm saying, because you got to understand, we've been leading the game in both the games with the Bears for 117 minutes in both the games. Mm. And they got a lucky 3 minutes off. Dude, we only punted the ball two times against these guys.
Oof.
In both the games. Where, I mean, you got to be, let's be for real. Where do the logic of the Bears beating the Packers in a playoff game of this magnitude with all of this on the line after you didn't play both of the games, and on paper, the games weren't even close.
Well, we're going to see those margins get tighter, Corey. And the logic would say that, you know, in a tighter game, in a playoff world in which you've outplayed them, you got to play the full 60 minutes, can't make mistakes. But
you speaking logic, Corey. Listen, you from Chicago. You know them Bears fans lack that.
It is remarkable when you look at specifically the second
appreciate
game,
Corey.
You know how many times Packers were in the red zone. I mean, the fact that they were inside the 10 at least four times and got 3 points out of it. I mean, you do that over a large enough sample size, that's just not going to happen. So these games were much closer than they should have been, with a couple of game plan tweaks here and there. So in a Jordan Love injury away, so it's either going to be close or the Packers roll.
That's what I see.
I don't see where the Bears roll close or the Packers absolutely roll.
Tori, is this the costume day is over game, the I told you so game, or grade them or get graded game? And you can also give your name the game.
This is the I told you so.
Yeah, I told you so. Let them know what you told them.
Because,
what are you telling them?
Because let me tell you something. The Bears got their 15 minutes of fame.
Three minutes of fame.
This is the 15 minutes of fame. These Bear fans have been down. I've been a Packer fan under three great quarterbacks, including Jordan Love. I'm going to add Jordan Love in there. And they have suffered terribly by the hands of Green Bay.
It's true.
So now they got a few wins in. Now they're getting geeked up. But this is the real deal. This is the playoffs. And the Packers don't miss. We had Super Bowl expectations. The Bears Super Bowl is if they beat the Packers. This is what they was and the Vikings. So it's a different mind state. When we come into play in the playoffs, the Packers do transform into a playoff team. They prepare well for playoffs because our hopes is to win the big game. Even though Michael Parsons is injured, even though we had a couple injuries, we believe as Packer fans that every year we want a Super Bowl trophy on our desk. And even if we fall short, we have a team that's prepared to go all the way.
Tori,
it was at one point in this year that everybody thought that the Green Bay Packers was a Super Bowl team.
That's true.
No point this year that anybody thought that the Bears could win it all.
Speak it.
So that's all I'm going to say.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, show me the lie. Say it again. People were talking about the Green Bay Packers being a Super Bowl champion. Ain't not 1 second in this season did anybody say, oh, the Bears have a chance.
Right.
Preach, brother, preach.
Things have changed, but I still give the edge to the Green Bay Packers. We've been talking about it all week. Tori, what are you going to do specifically? And if you are listening right now and have your superstitions and traditions, I'd love to know what they are at 800-990-3776.
Well, I got your frequency
Tori's
module.
Got his frequency module.
Module's there, and I think that this year for the playoffs, I have to remove the Micah Parsons picture that I got by the
You're
the
not
frequency.
Even going to leave it up in
he's
spirit?
I'm talking about,
what I'm saying is I want to make sure I give the players all the energy.
The right guys.
Sometimes when somebody's injured, you don't want the frequency.
They're grabbing the frequency.
Yeah, you don't want to deter the frequency.
I need Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness.
I need all the power to go to the people that's playing and that's active. So I think that's the only adjustment I'm going to make to the frequency.
Did you make any adjustment after that Baltimore Ravens game? Please tell me you did.
You know what? I did. I think I turned, sometimes, hold on, this is what I do. Sometimes I turn it, you know.
I turn the frequency module.
Because you got, it's like a compass. You got to find out where the energy is.
Sometimes.
Is there a meter that shows
you try to make sure that it's in the right direction. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn it a little bit more to the left this time. Depending on the score.
We also went through our dog of the game. We have Jordan Love, Edgerrin Cooper,
Keyshawn Nixon.
Who's your dog on Saturday?
You know what? And since Micah Parsons is no longer there, because like I said, he was the one that kind of elevated the team, made it the defense almost Super Bowl proof. Right now, Van Ness.
Wow. What a coming out party that
was. The only reason I need him to, because we've been waiting for him.
We have been waiting.
We've been waiting for Luke to do something.
He was a bright spot.
Waiting.
Not a lot of bright spots in week 17, but against the Ravens, Lucas Van Ness had some nice moments.
I need him to come out.
Lucas Van Ness dating tight end of the Chicago Bears, Cole Kmet's sister.
Oh, wow.
How about that? How about that for an opportunity to make your career statement?
I'm sorry. Why are we just figuring this out?
I mean, I didn't know if Tori knew that.
I didn't know.
I don't think you know that.
I didn't know.
I did not know that. Tori didn't know it. I didn't know it either.
It's been the case since he was drafted.
Well,
they've been together a long
time.
It's just making more news because they're...
Why aren't they married yet?
Don't worry about it.
That's what I said. They've been dating for so long.
He's like 20 some
money. He's their own.
He's 24 years old. He can afford a ring.
No, he's 24 years old. Why would he?
That's true.
He's toying with her then.
He can afford a ring.
There we go.
Maybe she's not ready to
wait
to a woman.
Actually,
he's trying to get his career on track.
Right.
He's not lived up to the expectations.
He's waiting for a second contract.
You know or you don't know.
I mean, that's not true.
I think he might be on to something.
Brad popped the question right when he was drafted.
No, I waited one season.
One season.
Yeah, but again, that was to get some money.
He
for
wanted to make the roster.
Huh?
I'm just messing with you.
No, he actually, the roster. Yeah.
No, actually,
I had no money coming out, so I had to actually get some money to buy an engagement ring.
Yeah, no, don't. Lucas Van Ness, if you're listening, you take your time. You don't let that one
no,
woman.
You're listening right now to a woman you're preparing for a playoff game. Take your time.
Take your time until you're ready. Maybe she's not ready, Brad.
I need Van Ness to have a monster game.
Monster.
What is a monster game?
I don't think he's ever had
one.
Two sacks.
That's going to be
Lucas Van.
25% of his overall sacks.
And we just playoff time.
If he gets two sacks, boy,
I need him to come out.
That means the Packers are dominating game.
Tori, do you think that this game has any impact on Matt LaFleur's future in Green Bay? Like win, lose, or do you think that either way, it's sealed?
I think that if the Chicago Bears win convincingly, yes.
You think that he might be out there?
8.5 sacks in the career of Lucas Van Ness.
He got to do something.
I mean, Rashawn Gary had 3-1 game. And
right.
Who would believe that if you told him?
That's true.
Well, I could because that's been his MO, but I didn't expect him to not have another bulk sack game or an impact
or
at all.
A sack.
Yeah, or just anything or a tackle for loss.
I saw him running down some people.
We need a surprise player to step up. Ooh. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Maybe Trayvon Diggs. Maybe it's Trayvon Diggs who's the X factor. Maybe he'll come in and lock down some
receivers.
We need
an X factor.
But we definitely need some help at corner.
That'd be bad.
We need. Why would that be bad?
All right, Strofe really wants to talk. That's the second KBN Sports
second
Desk.
Ping.
They all mad because I got the Tori Lowe.
Hey!
Tori Lowe. Tori Lowe. Tori Lowe.
Hey, this is my new song. It's going crazy out here.
This is amazing.
It's going crazy.
Hey, I was at a high school talking about bullying, and I played this song, and all the kids, Tori Love. Hey.
Tori Love.
Ricky. You're a special
so
man.
So, Tori, what's your final prediction here?
Got a bankroll.
Green Bay, 27-12.
27-12.
27-12.
That is belt ass.
That's belt ass, yeah.
There it is, Tori. They appreciate
smack
the time.
Smack it.
Get that frequency module right.
Hey, I think I got it right.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Give me a little sauce.
Just play us out. Tori Lowe.
Ria!
Ricky!
This is Kyle Brustin-Nortman.
Do you think?
No. Nope. Nope.
on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Lot. And now's your perfect time to do so. It's 2026. It's a new year. So take advantage of an offer that only Tsunami Express can do to give you a championship level clean. Right now, your first wash is free when you are a new member signing up online. That's right, $25 MVP loaded car wash with gloss and protection. All the extras, including free vacuums and detailing tools, all a free car wash when you pull up at TsunamiExpress.com. If you're a new member, get that free car wash and you'll experience what I experience all the time. When being a member of Tsunami Express, I can go day after day after day for unlimited car washes at so many convenient locations. Multiple locations all across the Milwaukee area has got me and my car looking good inside and out. So get the Tsunami Express state-of-the-art wash that you can only get there and experience how to wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express.
Kyle Bruston Nortman with you till 5 o'clock. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And, of course, the ESPN Wisconsin app. We mentioned this earlier on probably the conversation of if the Packers defense is out there and the Bears have the ball, which our Monte Carlo simulation has that happening a lot.
200,000 simulations.
63% of the time the Packers are up and the Bears have the ball. Would you be pooping your pants if the defense was out there? Led to a fart conversation. Kyle just let Strofe know he farted.
Oh, come on. What are we doing? Oh, we don't need. Wait a minute.
It's not a big studio.
I've been farting all show.
Kyle got in my ear and said, Kyle, you're going to be mad if I tell the story?
Oh, you can go right ahead. I can tell it. You can tell it.
You tell it. Okay. You say what you said in my ear.
Well, I'll basically, because, you know.
Without context, might I ask.
Without context, I go in Strofe's ear and I say, hey, Strofe. So the last time I was traveling, I got onto the plane and nobody was around me. And I sat down and I tooted. And then you know how people come onto the plane after Southwest and these folks decide to sit right in front of me. They get into the row in front of me and then they walk away and leave because it smelled like rotten eggs.
Oh my God.
That's a good strategy, but actually, on Southwest.
Hold on. And then he goes.
And then I say, oh, the reason why I tell you that story is I just farted.
Yeah, I've been doing it all show.
In the middle of Brad telling us about Tsunami Express, that's what happened. I did
gather a couple of foul sniffs this show. And I was like, what is that? I was like, is something more like our ventilation?
Ben, just our movements.
Ben, you and I were in the car together today. Were you farting?
Probably.
There was a couple different points where I was like, did he not put on deodorant today?
No, I showered.
That's crazy.
Do you try to gentlemanly limit the, or do you just let it rip?
Nah, Strofe. I'm going to do whatever I want.
I wouldn't fart with somebody
else. Yeah, I'm fine with that, as long as you're comfortable around.
The car is too cold.
Yeah, I'm so cold. Like, we're dating. You know, I felt like I could, you know, cut the cheese.
I'm to the point now.
Let's go to pole position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
Pole Position time here on KBN. And the first poll, ironically, says this. You as a man have previously used the term cut the cheese.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Real poll.
Okay.
Totally didn't make that up. Well, Ben's a yes. Have you guys ever used the term cut the cheese?
Not since I was probably 12.
Yeah, I don't say
not
I cut
as an adult.
I say I tooted, I pooted, I farted.
Pooted?
Yeah. Pooted.
Cultural, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like that sounds like a different word that combines pooping and farting.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where it comes. I don't know. I think it is.
What's the next poll?
Oh my gosh, we just did this.
Tooted, pooted.
Pooted sounds like more than a toot.
Okay, well, I don't know. It's what I do all the time.
From Jane Gabe at Chewy, weekday morning 7 to 9 right here on ESPN Milwaukee. Do all TV finales suck? According to Chewy, they do.
You know what?
It's not a bad take.
It's actually
the poll completely 50-50.
I wouldn't say suck. I would just say
under-deliver.
Well, I don't even.
Underwhelm.
There's a couple shows that I, Blackish, I still haven't seen the final episode because I just don't want it to end. The season of Curb Your Enthusiasm of last season that came out multiple years ago. I don't like watching finales.
That was a great finale, though.
I didn't see
Curb Your Enthusiasm, great finale.
I don't want it to end. And literally,
How I Met
like
Your Mother, horrible finale.
Yeah, there's more bad than good finales, but Breaking Bad, excellent finale in my opinion.
Usually, people leave, move, or something happens.
And yeah, but you have to conclude the story.
Turn off the lights.
Yeah.
Did they turn off the lights in Breaking Bad,
closure.
Or did he go out and?
I don't know if are you blazing. Talking about figuratively?
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! Are you talking about if Walter White died?
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it now, then I don't know what you're. Yes, he dies.
Okay, because I know he was.
But
like
he does
a drug
so
dealer.
In like a really meaningful way.
Yeah, I remember him from Malcolm in the Middle. He was the dad.
What range as an actor? You can be Malcolm in the Middle's dad and Walter White.
I was,
those are
I was
completely
confused.
The spectrum.
I was like, how is Malcolm in the Middle's dad? That show's coming Great back. Actor. I said, how is he some drug?
Dealing drugs?
Yeah, I was confused. Couldn't buy it.
Couldn't buy it.
Great show. Both great of them,
show.
Actually.
Which one?
Great shows. Yeah, both of them great are great show.
Life is unfair.
Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah, nicely done.
They're having a reunion of that. You know that?
Yeah.
I don't care. From Jim, Matt, and Molly, ESPN Madison from 4 to 6. Should the Packers fire Matt LaFleur if they lose to the Bears?
No. Not fire. I don't think you extend them if it's an ugly. If it's a close loss, you probably do whatever you think you're going to do. If it's ugly, I don't think you fire him, but you do not extend him.
No, you don't fire Matt LaFleur. Now, granted, again, there are things that would change your mind. Like, as Torrey mentioned before, if the Packers get blown out by 30, then you have a conversation about what in the hell happened and what are we doing. But no, you're not firing Matt LaFleur at the end of the season because you lose to the Chicago Bears. At the end of the day, the Packers are going to be a really good team again next season, and I think Matt LaFleur has the opportunity to get them over the hump.
Yeah, I think what he has going for him is he was the head coach of a team that at that point had the second best odds to win the Super Bowl when Micah Parsons was on the team. So you've built up equity of what you can do and what you are building towards. Now, the only thing that can go against him is, again, 5 straight losses to end the season. And if it ends in a way where he makes a mistake from a time management or any of those things we've had conversations about and it like comes up in the biggest moment of the game, then pressure may be put on. But again, you only also fire him if you already have worked behind the scenes, which I probably don't think they're doing, on a contingency plan because they're focused on winning this football game and playing more football. So I don't see it happening.
Fair enough. Let's move on to sticking with Jim, Matt, and Molly. As a Packers fan, would you rather miss the playoffs than lose to the Bears in the playoffs? I think they phrased that poorly. Would you rather miss the playoffs or lose to the Bears in the playoffs?
I'd rather lose to the Bears. I'd rather have an opportunity to be in it. Like getting out the playoffs, now you're questioning what your team didn't do, where you struggle, how the offseason has started. You always want to have that chance to be in the dance, be in the tournament, be in the playoffs, because you never know what could happen.
I just have to throw something in there for you.
Okay.
They're very delusional, and they are very loud. And you won't hear the end of it
until
you play
them
again.
There's a lot on the line for like bragging rights from now until sometime.
It would be insufferable.
In fall 26.
It will be insufferable, but that's what comes with sports, right? I can't fear losing more than having a chance to win the damn Super Bowl.
That's the biggest loser mentality.
Would you rather be in Cancun now or have a chance to do something more?
Exactly.
And if it takes losing to the Bears, that's fine, but you always want to be in it. Because you know what's worse than losing to the Bears? A trash season all fall where you're not even close to making the playoffs.
And I'm getting a check. Missing that playoff check.
You miss a playoff check. It's a nice playoff check, too.
Hey, how much were they back then?
It grew per round. So I think it was like $20,000 for the wild card round.
Oh, it's more than that now.
I think it was like $25,000 for divisional.
Oh, was that for that. You or the team?
The team.
You.
50, no, per person.
Per person.
Oh, okay.
50 for the championship round, and then 100 for the Super Bowl.
It's more now. And then if you have a bye week, you get paid too for.
You do not get paid for a bye. You do not get paid
really?
For a bye.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? So you're doing all the things all week, practicing. You don't get paid.
You don't get a roster bonus or anything for being the one seed.
Nope. Nothing.
Why would the NFL not reward?
I don't
you
know
for-
that's been changed in the recent CBA, but the 2 times that we had a bye, didn't get paid.
I bet you was like, what in the hell?
Yeah. You're like, can we just go to the divisional round?
Did you get more of a game check for being in the divisional round?
No, everyone got the same check for being in the divisional round. Winner or loss. The only time that there's like a winner or loser was Super Bowl. Winner gets double what the loser gets. So at the time, winner got like a little over $100,000 for Super Bowl 50, and we got like 50. But you're
that
right.
Seems so light.
$50,000 on top of your normal.
You get paid each round, but everyone gets the same thing.
It shows
you
how cheap the NFL
is. And you do not
get
paid if you have a bye.
$50,000 to play in the Super Bowl. Like,
do you know how much money they're making on the Super Bowl?
Exactly. Yeah. You know how much money Brad made in one game? That was chump change. $50,000.
Yeah, I think that was less than my normal rate.
You think? I know it
you
was.
Think?
My normal rate.
My normal rate.
Rate. My normal rate.
What I require to play on the
field. Like he's a contractor.
Yeah.
I see playing in the Super Bowl. Back to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy weekday morning 7 to 9. Which head coach would be most coveted on the open market for teams looking for a new head coach? Would it be Matt LaFleur or John Harbaugh?
John Harbaugh. You can already tell people are falling over themselves for John Halbar.
63% of people agree with you.
Super Bowl winner, culture setter. He's a winner.
No, I honestly, I think it would be Matt LaFleur, simply because Matt LaFleur, I still think, is the sexy pick. He comes from the tree. Think about Mike McDaniel.
I agree with you.
He got fired, and there's going to be people lining up to have him as their offensive coordinator because they believe in what he can do offensively. I think Matt LaFleur has done enough as a Packers coach for people to say, yeah, that's guy. I mean, I think it'd be similar, Marcus.
In a way, what? It's almost like people might look at Matt LaFleur more of an offensive play caller than a head coach.
No, I'm saying
are teams with a current head coach reaching out like they are for Harbaugh, for Matt LaFleur?
Matt LaFleur's not fired.
If he was on the open market, I think so.
Matt LaFleur is a really good head coach.
I think it would be super comparable. Like, I think they would both be the two, obviously, most highly coveted. On the open market, but I agree with Kyle, actually. I think Matt LaFleur, just because it's the new era. John Harbaugh's been a good coach for a long time, but he hasn't made a ton of noise since 2011.
And if you're Tennessee, granted, John Harbaugh does a lot for you because he can build a foundation. Miami, he can build a foundation. But if you're Tennessee with a young quarterback, you're like, hey.
Matt LaFleur.
Exactly. That's what it is.
So. You're absolutely right. New York Giants, Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. That's a lot to do with that offense.
Well, that's pole position here on Kyle, Brustin, Nortman. And the biggest football Sunday of the year is happening February 8th. Were you watching the big game? You want the unforgettable experience? Head on over to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Watch the big game at the 1100 Bar and Lounge, Rock and Brews Restaurant, or Small Bar. Get a ticket to the Yuengling Tailgate Party in the Annex. Reserve premium seating inside the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I'd get on that right now. The premium seating inside the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reserve that ASAP. Tickets and reservations are available starting yesterday, so get on that. Food and drink specials include $20 Yuengling pitchers and $10 off the 100-ounce beer tube. So get over to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Reserve your spot. Sportsbook is the place for the big game on February 8th. Just a couple more left with us. 30 more minutes until the Homer Hour, and then we are all getting closer on this Friday to Saturday at 7 p.m. More Kyle, Brustin, Nortman with a free Pizza Friday giveaway coming up next.
This is Kyle, Brustin, Nortman, KBN.
Well, the dance floor specifically. I'm still sore, man. I dance my booty off.
But you don't have muscles.
You don't have a booty, so I don't know how you dance that. You asked your back off. Your back.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Free Pizza Friday. Free Pizza Friday here. Frozen Pizza Friday. I'm Kyle. Brustin Nortman, of course, is courtesy of our friends at Palermo's. Caller number 15 will receive a free Palermo's prize pack to kick off their weekend. Love all the brands. My wife is getting the daughter, so I can go stop at the local grocer to pick up the Palermo Screaming Sicilian pizzas. So kick off your weekend right now with us. I'm Kyle, Brustin Nortman, by being caller 15. To win Frozen Pizza Friday, 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776 to be the winner of Free Pizza Friday. One more time for you. Hurry up, because it's coming in fast already. 800-990-3776. Strofe will get caller 15. I forgot we're doing the Wheel of Strofe, so get to that quick. How are we going to do this, buddy?
We got a lot to do here. You got to take calls. You got to do Wheel of Strofe.
Putting them to work on a Friday, man.
Well, let's take.
Huh?
You going to get our boy on the line?
Oh, let's take Levi. Yeah, Levi. You've been on hold for a very long time. So let's get you on the line here.
What up, Levi?
Levi.
Let's see what the record holds. I have no idea. Strofe accidentally hung up on me earlier, but that was an accident, but it's not his fault.
That's all right, Levi. What you got for us, man?
Well, I am kind of a little disappointed in you, Kyle. Oh. I still like you, bro, but especially with you and Cap. Well, you're still a cool guy. I'm just saying about you and Cap this week. I was very entertaining, though.
Levi, just so everybody knows, our director of content for Good Karma Brand said he was going to get Cap to jump into Lake Michigan or jump into Lake Winnebago so we could go ahead and do this, and Cap has not responded. He does it all for show.
Mm.
Show and pony, and he loses the contest every year. All right.
Okay. I just want to say something very quick, because I know you got to get to the Wheel of Strofe, which is a great one, by the way, Strofe. about this rivalry. This, I know that both Packer and Bear fans don't like each other 2 days out of 365 days a year. But when it's the third time in the playoffs, well, this is the third time it's ever happened, that's when the rivalry gets really feisty. And I know why can't we can't be friends with Bear fans, and they can't be friends with us when we play each other. So I still have respect for Bear fans, but I really still think the Packers are going to go down to Chicago and beat them by 2 scores. Yeah. Bank it, even though I don't gamble, but bank, put it in the bank.
Put it in the bank.
I'll put it in the bank.
Give me a belt to ass, Levi. Give me a belt to ass.
Say what?
Give me a belt to ass.
Oh, all right. Hey, Shelby, belt that ass, will you? Come on, man.
Yeah,
Levi.
Yeah. Hit it, Strofe.
I don't know what you told. Strofe doesn't know what. I don't know what he's looking for. Something.
His own wheel.
What's going on?
On my damn computer. Hold on.
Usually quick.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroony on the Wheel of Strofe. I've got a wheel, which I have to grab. Please give me 1 second. I wasn't prepared for this. I was answering phone calls.
Congratulations to the Frozen Pizza Friday winner.
Jason in West Bend.
Hey, hey.
Nice. Oh, ho.
What was that?
Dude, just filling time while you grab the wheel.
Frozen Pizza Friday on the go. Here goes the wheel.
Good spin. Good clicking. The clicking thing is making a lot of noise.
Get down. Come on, do some push-ups. Let's do it.
I hate it here.
Brad, the mic
bro,
is yours.
Bro, it's okay.
Wow, I have to do all. Are you guys are all doing them?
Oh, wow.
Do we all feel like all of our chests are so flabby that we need to do all push-ups together? Javier. What did Javier? Think of Javier right now, Kyle. Javier from California called in and danced on Kyle Wallace's man boobies. And Kyle's trying to let him know.
Picture to your woman and tell her she wishes he could be with a real man like me. Lucky I'm taking Javier. Your girl be all over this sexy chocolate.
Did all of his words go on the air, Brad?
I think it did. From the background, but they made it.
I pumped him out, didn't I, Brad?
You pumped him out. You looked pretty good.
Yeah.
You looked pretty good, Kyle.
She wish you could touch on all this chest.
Okay, we get it.
It was really hard to focus on push-ups after I heard Brad say the word man boobies.
Yes, what you said?
Yeah. I called you out
for having man boobies.
I said, to all of you guys, I said, what, we all need to do push-ups?
I don't have man
we all
boobies.
Need to work on our man boobies?
I don't have man boobies.
Yep, stroke
doesn't
have
you don't have muscle, you don't have a chest, you just have skin
chest,
and bone.
Flat chest.
I'm getting more muscle. I'm getting strong.
Is there something before a cup?
That would be training bra.
Training, that would be Strofe. He needs a training.
Sorry, Strofe.
I think I'm going to boycott the rest of the season.
Wheel of Strofe. Come on, man. Don't be such a wimp on a Friday.
Yeah, you guys are giving negative vibes ahead of Packers Bears. I'm pretty upset.
How many grown men have been told they need to train him, bro?
Well, I can name at least one.
I love Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe.
Red.
Get down and give me another 20. No man boobs around here.
No man boobs here. Kyle's going to be calling. It won't be long before Kyle's calling other shows, the Chicago shows, and saying, get your flabby chest out of here. Kyle, lock your arms out. There you go. Wow. I'll tell you what, this show is going to be ready for the Chicago Bears. I'll tell you that much.
Belt the ass on Saturday, baby.
Am I seeing a glimmer of sweat, Kyle?
Bro, I'm hiding it.
40 right. Push-ups in a minute and a half is not easy,
wheel.
I will say.
Come on.
Wheel.
I can do it again, baby. We're going to do it for the pack.
The three times
red,
the charm.
Red.
Strofe didn't do 20.
The wheel is just.
I threw the wheel.
The wheel always knows. It's close.
The wheel's a little broken. I threw it out of frustration.
Over push-ups.
Yeah, back to back.
Training bra push-ups.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. Yeah. Heavy breathing.
My pits are cool right now.
Catch your breath.
I gotta breathe.
Catch your breath. It's like the Packers in Denver, gassed.
All right, yeah. Rapid fire, pick 'em the rest of Wild Card Weekend. We start Saturday afternoon. It is Brad's Carolina Panthers hosting the 5-seeded Los Angeles Rams. Rams favored by 10.5.
Are we straight up?
Yep.
Rams.
Panthers. Ha! Panthers.
Ha!
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams.
Sunday noon, Brad's Jags hosting the 6-seeded Buffalo Bills.
Jags.
I want to pick the Jags so
bad. I
want
to pick the Jags too, but I'm going with Superman. Dude, I'm going to pick Superman.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be a hell of a game, but as he said, Superman will find a way.
I am with Brad on the Jags. Oh, also, man, I'm picking the Rams on the last one. Let's go to 3:30 on Sunday. It is Eagles hosting the Niners, 3-6 matchup. Eagles favored by 6 points.
Something's wrong with the Eagles. The 49ers are going to get them. 49ers.
I'm Team Brad. Yeah, I got the Niners.
I think the Eagles find a way. The 49ers defense isn't great. I know Fred Warner, I believe. Will he be back? I know they were talking about it.
To maybe later in the playoffs.
I just think that the Eagles will be able to run the ball. They'll be able to throw the ball. They'll be able to do something. They'll find a way to win at home.
Yeah, I can't believe they're 4.5-point dogs, the Niners, but I still like the Niners.
Sunday night, 7 p.m. on NBC. It's the 2-seeded Patriots hosting the 7-seeded Chargers.
Patriots, 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 Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots. I think Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl. They're so good.
Oh, wow. I don't have them going that far. Too early, too young, but I do believe they will beat the Chargers on Monday night.
Sunday night.
Sunday
Texans,
night.
Texans, 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 Texans. Aaron Rodgers going to have Rogers. Nightmares.
Give me Aaron Rodgers. I got the Steelers. Steelers-Texans Monday night is the final game of the week.
That would be one of the greatest upsets in Aaron Rodgers for his playoff history.
Only a 3-point dog.
I don't care about what the point spread is. That defense is vicious.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, the reason I say that
Aaron Rodgers is bad man.
But the Steelers aren't that great. Aaron Rodgers is an old man, too. So that's my whole thing. This isn't prime Aaron Rodgers. If he's able to.
We've always talked about it. If he's got time, but he can't move.
If he's able to somehow beat the number one defense in the NFL, bravo. Bravo. I love Aaron Rodgers, but they ain't winning on the Monday night. When do they play? Monday night?
All right. Put your name on it. 800-990-3776. Bears fans, Packer fans, sports fans, whoever you are, 800-990-3776. Put your name on the game. Give us your prediction. Tell us how it's going to happen. We let you know ours. We head into the weekend the right way. We finish off with put your name on the game. Not name the game, putting your name on the game. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I'm a tool. My name is Ben Bruston. I'm a tool.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Rap.
Kyle Bruston Nortman, wrapping it up. Before the Homer Hour at 5 o'clock.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up
off the wall. Tell me.
Come on, baby. You gonna get that belt back out? It's the last segment.
I mean, I can take the belt off and let them know I expect the Green Bay Packers to put belt to ass this week simply because this offense is back being healthy. Matt LaFleur is going to be in his bag. We saw the formula the first time where the Packers were able to score fast, and the 49ers exposed more of that defense. Their offense is not as good as the Packers' offense. Our defense is better than their defense, and I think as a collective, the Packers put belt to ass on Saturday. I fully expect the Green Bay Packers to win this game.
All Bear fans have done, and Bears players even, with the cheese grater and the victory laps after the second game, all they've done is talk. Talk, 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 talk. Well, it's time for the talking to end. It's time for Jordan Love to be the one that ends that talk. I see this game going being pretty close, but the Packers being the better team throughout in Jordan Love. This is the most pressure-packed game of his career. Because even earlier in the playoffs, when he was made playoff runs a couple years ago, it felt like house money. It felt like it was too early. But now, the expectation is on the Packers and on Love to be the better team, to make the run. The time is now. I think Jordan Love shows up, arrives, game-winning drive for a game-winning field goal.
Your guy that you thought was going to have a big game is Keyshawn Nixon, and I think the Green Bay Packers need to have a huge game when it comes to stopping
somebody
the
pass. Somebody just catch the damn ball that's thrown to them.
Let's not drop
on the defense.
Or our offense.
So again, with Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, Trevon Diggs, those corners need to step up in a big way because we ain't foolish now. The Bears have they have good wide receivers. They have, you know, three good receivers. They have two good tight ends. They have two good running backs. So they have an offense that has some potential. It's going to come down to the fact that can these corners make plays when it matters most? That's what we'll find out on Saturday night.
Yeah, and a lot of this play on defense, whether it be stopping the run, being physical in the cornerbacks, getting pressure on Caleb Williams, it comes down to heart, comes down to desire. There's a level of scheming you can do of loading the box, but you can't scheme being willing to lay the lumber. You can't scheme being willing to label the hit and send a message early on. So to me, that's really what it comes down to. I have confidence that this offense will be in rhythm and do what they need to do. Can this defense show up? And then they're going to set the tone early by hitting and hitting hard. There are times where we saw them against Carolina and Baltimore where they looked soft. But most of the time, they play hard, physical, and they rise to that challenge. And I would be stunned if they don't do that on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think a big point of conversation that we didn't talk too much about, but I think Rob Domofsky and Jason Wilde really did a great job of putting out, like, Jordan Love's saying the right things, but is he going to come out and is he going to be able to play without any rust? And so there's the element of Caleb Williams' first game as a starter in the NFL in the playoffs, and Jordan Love, the experience should help, but can he get in that rhythm early? Let's go to our guy Bill in Delavan. 800-990-3776. You're on the Carpus Talking text line, Bill.
Hey, guys. Just letting you know, I had my first follow-up today, and my cancer is undetectable.
Oh, let's go.
Bill, to ask the cancer.
That's what I'm talking about, Bill. That's the energy we need, Bill. I love that, baby. What a way to start 2026, man. Blessings.
Packers going to roll, Bill?
So we kick cancer's ass. The Packers are going to kick ass tomorrow night and make it a perfect weekend.
Yeah!
There we go.
That's our guy, Bill. Awesome. Bill, we appreciate the update. Thank you so much for being open and sharing that with us.
Real hero KB Nation right there.
Hopefully you're able to kick back, relax, and enjoy the weekend now that you have that behind you.
Yeah, I love that. One thing also.
You bet.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Good work. One thing also for me, because, again, I'm very confident going into this game. I understand it's going to be a battle. But when you hear your defensive coordinator walk out of a press conference and say, I'll talk to you guys next week, like, boy, I'm telling you this right now. I feel like he's the type of coach that he can get his players hyped up, and they go to battle for him. And I truly believe, as you were talking about, Brad, I really think the Packers set the tone in this game Saturday. I had a vibe when we watched that game, though the Bears really couldn't deliver. The Bears tried to set a tone against the Packers. They were trying to hit. They were trying to be aggressive because they understood what happened the first time, and they felt like they needed to do something different. I really feel like these Green Bay Packers defense is going to be flying around. Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, guys are going to be popping pass because they're going to want to be the tone setters in this game. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a black and blue division battle on Saturday, and I think the Packers will have the upper hand.
Well, something we haven't talked about is the chippiness that's been evident in both games, especially the second game. The Bears, I think, knowing that they are outclassed.
Keyshawn Nixon can't get of the game if he has some stupid ass penalty.
Yeah, but you know they're going to try to bait him into it. That's what the Bears do. And then even when they had that that back and forth, he was sort of the one that was the person who was the initial victim, and he just responded. So Packers need to keep their cool outside the whistles, but during the whistles, hammer, hammer, hammer the Bears. That nothing quite delivers a message like when you just hit and hit and hit and you do not stop. All the extra stuff after the whistle, that's what punks do. But real men hit between the white lines.
Brad knows all about being a real man as a punter.
I do know. That's right.
He made a tackle.
I'll punt that ball. I'll punt that ball.
And you made tackles and told somebody you're a female dog?
Yes, I did. I did say that to somebody. I punt returner for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I would love to see that, Brad.
I punted the ball. It was a great punt. And the guy made a couple of good moves, and he outflanked a couple of our guys. So, you know, he was sort of semi-wrapped up. And I came in and gave him the kill shot. And I said, that's right, female dog, on the pile.
Did anybody hear you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did they say?
Didn't J.J. Jansen say,
put me in the sideline, and he put his arms around me. Like, I'm putting my arm around Homer. He said, Brad, I love you. Never do that again. Wise words from J.J. Jansen.
Well, we have the Homer Hour that's coming up next year on 94.5 ESPN. You'll have Green Bay game day.
Come on, Packers.
4 o'clock with Alex Strofe, who's the whole crew?
It's myself, it's Super Bowl champion Brian Bulaga, Wipeouts, and SportsCenter's John Anderson, of course. Jason Willey, Rob Domofsky, Gabe Neitzel, all with you, 4 until 7. And then we've got our ESPN Wisconsin watch party starting at 7 o'clock on YouTube.
Let's go. And then Green Bay game night with Homer and Tausch. Don't go anywhere. You got to stay right here, 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's the Homer Hour in 2 minutes. We'll talk to you on Monday. Belk, 2,
go back, go!